The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Time flies when you're having fun on a Saturday night at 7:06 already. Final hour of the show, and I'm Randy Corporan here at 303-696-1971. 696-1971. 2 weeks from now, I probably will not make it in for the show because we have the Colorado State GOP State Assembly, and my election will be that day. National Committee Woman election will be that day. People will be placed on the ballot that day in CD4, just in the congressional races that have competitive primaries. And it's going to be a busy, long day down in Pueblo. And because this is a presidential year, there'll also have to be some gathering after the assembly is over to make plans for the convention and delegates and elect a chair or someone who's going to lead the convention committee and all of those kinds of things. So I probably will not see you here in 2 weeks, but I will be back next week, God willing, and 7:10, silly enough to keep having me in. Our phone number, 303-696-1971. It'll be good to get past the convention, and there's just so much hostility from, especially from the old guard, the Dick Wadhams side of the Republican Party, the man who in federal court, in the hallway, after a very polite cross-examination from me, literally told me to go to hell just because I asked him about Kevin Priola. He testified in his federal hearing that he just couldn't think of any examples of Republicans, people running as Republicans who are actually Democrats, had no interest in, no faith in, no desire to promote the Republican platform, the Republican agenda. And I asked him in the hallway about Kevin Priola, and who eventually actually turned into a Democrat, voted with him anyway, didn't much matter. And instead of answering the question, just went around the corner, got to the elevator, and then shouted in a federal courthouse, "Go to hell, Randy." I mean, that just tells you how angst-ridden these poor, uninfluential souls are now. And it is kind of sad. And I note that the Trump-hating, John McCain-supporting text-to-studio repeat offender has not called in. 303-696-1971. I really would love to have a conversation, not just poke fun or toss names or get angry, which I guess because I'm pumped up and, you know, starting to get fired up again for life is kind of my natural reaction right now. But there's a line open if you want it, McCain lover, 303-696-1971. But I've got 1,000 things to do with you, and it includes sharing with you how on TikTok they're promoting illegal aliens moving into people's homes, taking them over. You heard about the squatters in New York, the woman who was arrested because she wouldn't leave her own house that was taken over by squatters. You heard about the woman who was dismembered and shoved into a duffel bag, killed by squatters in a home. I think in the once great city of New York. And now we've got an actual illegal alien teaching, a Venezuelan teaching in his native language on TikTok, encouraging people to learn about the laws that can allow them to take away people's homes by squatting. So we'll get to all of that, but we can never wait to get to calls from Aaron in Denver. Aaron, thank you for calling.
Randy, just keep going. Keep doing what you're doing, man. As long as you have purpose in life, you'll get through anything, you know, whether you lose your wife, I lost my mother. So, I mean, as long as you have purpose in your life, then, you know, that allows you to get up, take a deep breath and say, hey, I have purpose in my life. Now it's time to go kick some ass. But the thing is, though, about...
Aaron, before you get to your political point, can I just respond to that? Because it's such it's such a great... great point. I don't know when the switch flips, because of course it takes some time, and I lost my mom a couple years ago. I know just how, and I'm sorry for your loss.
Mm-hmm.
But at some point you've got to find that switch and flip it, don't you? Because our job is to live and to give and not be dragged down by some of the horrible things that happen to all of us at different times in our lives.
Yeah, unfortunately, it's just part of being mortal. I mean, I'm mortal. I'm not a god. And last time I checked, I think you're mortal, and you're not a god. So it just comes with the territory of being mortal.
Yes, sir.
And as long as and I'm at peace with that. And you know, when my day comes, when I have to go back to wherever I came from, I can accept that. I'm at peace with that. My mom went back to where she came from. And I will be heading back when my time is time to go. I'll be heading back where she's heading back.
Yeah.
So yeah. So I'm at peace with that. But the thing about McCain, respecting McCain's service to the country, no matter what, you know, because he was a prisoner of war during the Vietnam War. Absolutely, anyone that served this country, you have my utmost respect, good, bad, or ugly. McCain as a career politician, obviously he was a rhino, he was terrible, had no principles, no values, didn't stand for what he said. If I'm going to do this, I'm going to do it, no matter what the consequence. McCain didn't do that. And now as a result, you know, and McCain died in the Senate. McCain should have been term limited, but unfortunately, they had to take McCain out of the Senate in a body bag, and that is so sad. Especially when you read the history of George Washington, our first president, he served his two terms. He said, "I'm leaving. It's time for me to head back to my plantations and with my slaves." Even though he had slaves, he still was a great man of his time. So, you know, that's just what it was. George Washington wasn't perfect, but he still was a great man, because he could have been a king. He could have been a king of the United States, but he said, nope, I did my two terms is enough. It's time for me to pass the baton to somebody else and let them have their turn at power. Very smart, very wise man. Not perfect, but definitely very smart, very wise man. And the thing about this, you're right, Joe Biden should be impeached. I'm with you. I don't understand why he's not being impeached. They impeached the so-called Homeland Security nutbag, but he was just bending the knee and doing his master's bidding. His master is the current so-called president of the United States. He needs to be the master, the emperor. He needs to be impeached, not his minions. The so-called Homeland Security is just a minion doing his master's, his emperor's dirty. They need to impeach him. And of course, I'm with you on another thing, Mike Johnson. If they decide to cut Mike Johnson, they decide to get rid of the head coach that's currently the Speaker of the House. I'm with you, man. It wouldn't bother me a bit, because this ominous bill, this $1.6 trillion, is a national disgrace. America needs to be run as a Fortune 500 company. Layoffs, because if I ran a Fortune 400 country, and they would look at me and say, man, this country is in trillions of debt here. You got to go. But I would say, you know something, you're right. I got to go, because I'm an idiot for getting this 500 Fortune company in all this debt.
Yeah.
It's insane, Randy. And the thing is, Randy, who's running for that special election? Because of course, Kim Buck, another dumb rhino. And then you brought up the idiot that yelled at you in a federal court. And of course, the local media prayed the local idiots at the local media here in Denver. They pray him like he's so smart and he's a freaking genius, which of course he's not. He's an idiot. But anyway, Randy, who you got thinking who would run for Kim Buck's spot during the special election to to take over to finish Ken Buck's term until the next election later in the fall.
It's so ridiculous. And of course, Jared Polis scheduled the special election for the same day as the actual primary election.
So that's interesting.
So some people are going to get two ballots, one for the special election, one for the primary, that have some of the same names on both of them, I'm guessing. I'm assuming that's how it's going to work. And I just have no idea who should fill in the interim seat. And a caller in the first hour said, or, you know what, it was Mike Boyle during our crossover before we did. I got to my show. We were talking on his show. And he said he thinks whoever gets that interim seat has the leg up on keeping it come November. And so it seems to me it's going to be one of the candidates that's already in there. You know, a Deb Flora, a Ted Harvey, a Lauren Boat. Well, Lauren won't be in the special, but I just don't know, man. And of course, I've been out of the loop for the last couple of weeks, but I will be paying more focus as we head into June, and come back and ask me that question again. But Aaron, since you have such a hard time expressing your opinion, maybe you can be the first one to actually tell me why you're worried about Ronna McDaniel and her new $300,000 a year gig at NBC.
I didn't even know she had a new gig.
She does.
I didn't even know she had a new gig until you brought it up.
Yeah, Meet the Depressed tomorrow, I think, is her debut, and then she's going to be on MSLSD, and according to somebody, oh, maybe it was Alexa who sent me a tweet or a text that had a tweet. It said, good Lord, NBC, MSNBC paying Ronna McDaniel $300,000 a year to continue spreading lies about our democracy. I don't know. I'm going to give her the benefit of the doubt until I see her performance tomorrow. I'm actually, Aaron, going to record Meet the Depressed for the first time in maybe 7 or 8 years just to see my former chair, Ronna McDaniel, in there.
Well, you know, I'll just listen to what you got to say, because since Trump, the way Trump was treated in office for 4 years, I haven't watched none of these shows.
Yeah.
So because of the way former President Donald Trump has been treated in this country, I don't watch any of those shows. And but since you will be recording that show, I will listen to your opinion and your commentary on this lady getting this great $300,000. It's a great gig. If you can get the great gig like that, getting paid $300,000 to basically be a rhino, bend the knee, and do the diabolical dumb donkey bidding, then God bless you. That's what makes this country great, Randy. God bless America that you can get a $300,000 pay gig and talk a bunch of nonsense on these stupid Sunday shows. God bless America.
Aaron, I think you're missing the point here, man. She was making $400,000 a year as the Colorado. As the Republican National Committee chair, as the head of the national GOP, $400,000 a year. The poor woman has had to take a pay cut to $300K. I don't see why people aren't feeling more sympathetic. I really don't.
No, sorry. Randy, I will not shed a tear.
All right, my brother.
I will not shed a tear.
So good to hear from you. Thanks, have a great weekend. Yep. Man, oh, man. What a tough act to follow, huh? Just tough as can be. All right. I've got a couple of minutes before the next break. Our phone number, 303-696-1971. I mentioned, again, this this Venezuelan on TikTok's got over 500,000 followers, like 550,000 followers. And I just wanted you to get a flavor of how he's communicating to, quote, his people.
Mi gente, he pensado invadir una casa en United States. Ya que me enteré que existe una ley que dice que si una casa no está habitada, podemos expropiarla. Capichi, muchachos, aquí en United States.
So you get a taste of the flavor, and unless you speak his language, obviously you don't know what he's saying, but Let me just tell you what he's saying. I have thought about invading a house in United States. I found out that there is a law that says that if a house is not inhabited, we can seize it. We can seize it. 550,000 plus followers on Twitter. This thing has had, I think, a million plus views. And he's encouraging fellow invaders, fellow illegal aliens, to take advantage of loopholes and laws that were never designed for the way people may try to use them, to take people's home. He goes on to say, guys, here in United States, also applies the, and of course the translation isn't perfect, all applies the land invasion, and I think that will be my next business, invading abandoned houses. Since I have looked for some codes with my friends, Africans, and they told me that they have already taken about 7 houses. And as the saying goes, Daddy, you have to look for the return. And the return right now is to invade house, since we are not in a street situation. And in the only way we have to not live in the street and not be a public burden, the law says that the abandoned houses deteriorated and that is in bad condition, we can get and repair and live in it. And if we can sell it, even ask for credits with it. What do you say? 500,000 followers on TikTok. That's what this was all about.
Mi gente, he pensado invadir una casa en United States.
Yeah, this is what 3+ years under creepy, sleepy, showered with daughter Joe Biden and his left-wing radical Democrats have done to you and to me. It is terrifying, and we cannot let it stand. So the people who are texting, the never-Trumpers out there, you know, Joe had it right last hour. Look at yourselves in the mirror and think about the two choices you have. For years, when establishment candidates were winning these primaries, I was told, hey, primary's over. Choice lesser of two evils. How could anyone, no matter how much they hate Donald Trump, and John McCain, classic example, he thumbs down the repeal and replacement of Obamacare because he wanted to punish Trump, in spite of all of his promises. He couldn't look at himself in the mirror and do the right thing. Don't be petty. Don't be disgusting. Don't be small like that. All right, John, I know we've got to take a break, so you load up the calls. We'll get to Nick and others when we return. And you absolutely have to hear 60 years ago what Ronald Reagan warned us about. And we're living through it now. Stay with us. Wake up with Randy Corporan, 710 KNUS. Yeah, just thinking about spring. Here comes the sun. Trying to put light back into my heart and my soul. And you guys really help because we've had full lines from start to finish all night long on a Saturday night. 5,000 watt. Blowtorch here at 710 KNUS, and you've been keeping John Hoppen behind the glass. So very grateful for each and every one of you. So welcome back. We have got to play this Reagan audio for you 60 years ago. We'll do it in a couple of minutes because we've got full lines, but we're going to move through them relatively quickly because you really need to hear this. It was so prophetic. Ronald Reagan could not have possibly known just how prophetic he was. But before we do that, let's get to some folks who've been waiting. We'll start with Nick in Denver. Nick, thank you and welcome.
Thanks. Thanks for taking my call. I am just thoroughly disgusted with the Republican Party. I'm thinking of not even voting anymore because we keep getting disappointed every time we have an election. And what the Republicans have done so far in this session is a joke. It's a complete joke. And the one thing you have to give the Democrats, they march in lockstep. They rarely break ranks, and they get things done for them. And I don't know what to do. I mean, just trying to form a third party is not really an answer. But we constantly keep getting disappointed by these Republicans who just don't stand up.
And, Nick, I wish that all the Republicans who tell me that, you know, you're too radical, you're always picking a fight, you're not welcoming in the old guard Republicans and all that, I wish they would hear your message, because they're the same people like Dick Wadhams and others who testified in our Close the Primary preliminary injunction hearing that that the reason the Republican Party is failing is because it's becoming too extreme. And I've said this 1,000 times. The reason the Republican Party is shrinking is because people like you are saying, why would I belong to a party that doesn't stand for anything?
And the one thing you have to give the Democrats, again, I sound like a broken record, they march in lockstep, they rarely break ranks, and they keep marching forward. And the Republicans, this bill, this last whatever you want to call it.
$1.2 trillion. Yeah, spending, just, another spending game.
I mean, money for illegal immigrants. It's just disgusting.
Disgusting.
It's absolutely disgusting. And I don't know what to do, because not voting is really not an answer. Forming a third party is just way too cumbersome, takes way too long. And we keep voting for these people, and they get in there, and they just disappoint.
Nick, I'm so glad to hear you come back around to say that not voting isn't an answer either, because you know that's not true. And I've just got to tell you, the energy I'm seeing on the ground here in Colorado, the energy on the RNC with all of this new blood pushing back for an America First agenda, people waking up to what... I mean, these aren't even Democrats anymore. These are Marxists. These are socialists. These are communists that are temporarily in control of this country. And that generates enthusiasm on the other side, man. We have to at least go down swinging, but I think we're going to win.
Well, I mean, we keep hearing that every time we have an election cycle, and it's the same old, same old, same old.
But, Nick, they stole it, man. They stole it in 2020. I hope I get a chance to play some of this audio from an election expert, a computer expert that I have. We'll play it next week if we don't get to it this week. And even with COVID, even with all the illegal changes, even if you think the machines are accurate or the vote counts were accurate, they only knocked out Donald Trump by about 40,000 votes in just the right places around the country. Coincidentally, of course. But and now people have had to live for 3.5 years with the results of that decision, if you believe the election in the first place. So keep your head up, keep swinging. Are you involved in any way?
I'm trying to see what I can do with my limited amount of time and money to see where I could do the most good. And right now, I haven't quite figured that out yet.
Well, reach out to me, rbc4colorado@gmail.com, or call my law firm or something. Reach out to the state GOP.
Okay.
Things you can do from home, calls you can make. You don't have to spend money if you don't have money. Small donations matter. All of those things. Let me help you if I can.
Go ahead. Because you have other callers.
Yeah, I do.
I would not put it past the Democrats to do two things, either kill or sabotage Trump or... somehow rig the election again. I would not put that past them. Or have Trump in jail.
Yeah, well,
and that way Biden can run unopposed.
Well, that's the goal, because they know they can't beat him with Joe Biden.
Onwards and upwards, and we'll see what happens.
God bless, Nick, and I appreciate your anger and your frustration. Let's put it to action right through November Election Day.
Bye-bye.
God bless. All right. Man, Nick's line is open, the only open line we've got, 303-696-1971. Sue, old friend Susan. MTG for VP. I love it. If you knew this Susan, she is a powerhouse. So love to you, Susie. Love to you, Jessica. Oh, man. All right, before we get back to the phones, because we are going to just be nonstop phones all the way through, I'm certain. And I think this election information is too important to not have you hear it. It's only about 3 minutes worth of time. Try and get the Reagan stuff in as well. But and I want to get all your calls. I just love the enthusiasm out of here. But let me start this right here, and then I'll tell you who this guy is.
You flat out that it does conform to the certificate.
Actually, given where we start this, he's testifying. I forget whether it's to some county commissioners or whatever. Computer expert, got a laptop right in front of him. Listen very carefully. This is how easily our elections are hacked with machines.
You flat out that it does conform to the certificate that is published by the EAC. Four of our counties also have this same type of hard drive. What I can show you immediately is that I was able to take a forensic copy of that hard drive and actually boot up the ElectionWare system on a non-conforming laptop. That is a complete violation of the certificate, which required that the trusted platform module be enabled. It would be impossible normally for that hard drive to go off of a certified machine that is communicating with its chip to be able to boot up on here. And the other piece of evidence that I have of nonconformity is that you will notice that I have a thumb drive on the side of it. That thumb drive is a BitLocker key that is used to basically allow the security of the laptop to boot up. That is another violation, because what is supposed to happen is it should be on an official Delkin thumb drive that is supposed to be serialized and secure. So I've just given you two pieces of evidence.
And he gives more, and I tracked back down. I'd made a note about this. This was a live testimony last Tuesday in South Dakota, public comments in front of a commission. One man sitting there with his laptop, and wait until you hear what he does next.
I've also shown another piece of evidence in other states that have published in lawsuits because their auditors and attorney generals and state's attorneys did not do due diligence of publishing the manuals online in the court cases. Sheriff Stanek can confirm on page 10 of this manual, the default administrator user and password is publicly available on the internet. And I have that copy here, and I showed Sheriff Stanek page 10, and he can confirm that the password is there and not redacted. The other manuals for the complete system, including the DS200, 450, and 850, all of those passwords are available online as default. We're also aware that when C-Change was in charge of the elections during the last few years, the default password was election one. And it was universal across all the states that they were operating in. Thankfully, we're using ES&S directly, and they should be changing those passwords. My recommendation is that the password should be different for each of the machines. Don't use the same password across the spectrum so that you can help delay it.
Universal and default passwords for these election machines available in the manuals, available online.
The other piece is that you're probably wondering if I can even log in to this laptop to actually get in. Yes, I can, and there it is going in right now. So I have been able to even circumvent their security and default the password to whatever I wanted it to be. And there is the ElectionWare software. And yes, now I have the ability to decrypt the thumb drives of this county and any other county across the United States that's using ElectionWare 6.1.1.1 so that we could view the cast vote records and ballot images. So the fact that now I've just shown you this piece of evidence, I understand that my life is at risk and that the United States does not want this to be known, that this software is available on the dark web. The manuals are publicly available out on the internet in multiple states, and our elections are not secure, and we should be requesting immediate change orders of ES&S to update the antivirus. They have not even updated the security patches of this laptop since 2019 or the antivirus since March 29, 2019. The four counties that use this laptop in our state are 100% at risk. Also, the DS200s, 450s, and 850s have no antivirus on them whatsoever. So if you get a new thumb drive from ES&S and plug it in, even this laptop is unaware of potentially the last 5 years of vulnerabilities that have hit the U.S.
He's talking about 2019. That was just last week in public comments. Look up Rick Weibel, W-E-I-B-E-L. Every single day, more people, more evidence. Still no ruling in the Georgia case. We had Garland Favorito on the show for, gosh, over an hour a few weeks ago. VoterGA.org, VoterGA.org, if you want to see all of the incredible evidence, including hacking on the witness stand of a Dominion ballot counter right there in open court, second time. And VoterGA.org, fascinating stuff. I'm telling you, back at the beginning, when the defamation suit started, when everybody was saying, 60 lawsuits, they've all been thrown out, there's no evidence. And I said, this stuff takes time. Be patient. It's coming. And it is. Some of it is now here. We're going to win this election in November. All right. Let's see. We got Frank, Mike, everybody hold on the phones. We're going to take our last break. It's a short one. I want to play some Ronald Reagan for you as well. But we'll grab our great callers first. If you just sit tight here on Wake Up with Randy Corporan, 710 KNUS. All right. Phones are on fire. Let's back out of that. But we're going to just keep that right there for every end of the show bumper, I think, between now and Election Day. We're done. Game on. Fight ready. And callers patiently waiting. We're going to start with Frank in Denver. Thanks, Frank. Welcome.
You know, Randy, I want to thank you again for hanging in there to be the Republican leader here in Colorado, even though it's an uphill battle. I think you have a interesting combination of a very patient lawyer mentality to let the evidence come out and a pugnacious bulldog spirit down deep inside to not let go of what you know is right. I don't know what it's going to take to save this country, but I think it's going to be a bunch of patriots that are not willing to give up. I'm hopeful that there's going to be a lot of new young military types coming from the military into our legislature to turn it around, because we're obviously headed down the wrong path. And again, I want to thank you for hanging in there and doing what you feel is right. And I think this, you're going to be guided by two spirits, the Holy Spirit and the spirit of your departed wife.
Well, amen to that, Frank, and I really do appreciate it. When the switch started to flip inside of me and to start looking ahead instead of dragging everything that still hurts that's behind, the idea of staying put on the RNC, especially with all the changes now on the RNC, seemed like a pretty easy deal, and it is a place where I know I can make a difference between now and Election Day and beyond. So it is inspiring. I'm trusting in God. I feel my deceased wife's presence in my life regularly and from time to time. And then great callers like you really mean the world. So thank you, sir.
Thank you again, and hang in there.
Better believe it. Let's get to Mike in Aurora. Mike, welcome.
Yeah, thank you, Randy. Great choice on bumper music. Play my favorite Monkees and my favorite Beatle, 17-year older brother. My favorite Beatle song, Here Comes the Sun.
Yeah, good.
thank you. I just wanted to make an observational comment this week. You know, the media, TV, and elsewhere, maybe half a dozen TV media outlets were just going drama queen crazy over Trump's comment over bloodshed or whatever it was in regards to cars coming in from Mexico.
Bloodbath.
And bloodbath, that's the word. And it so much reminded me, I don't know what year it was, but Sarah Palin made a political commercial encouraging people to target congressional, remember that?
Yeah.
And the makers of the video, they showed us a rifle scope.
Yep.
And I mean, just the hysteria and the crying and the shedding of tears and the tearing of cloth. But it must work, though. That's why they keep doing this.
Well, the history.
I don't remember when that was. I don't remember when that was. Do you?
Yeah. Was she running for Senate then, as opposed to VP?
So.
I think that's right. It was in her Senate run,
but I think it was.
But, you know, what happened then is what happened now with Trump and Bloodbath is people put together the videos of all the times Democrats had said, we're going to target this area, we're going to target that, and use the target image and all of those things. And now there's multiple montages out there of Democrats talking about bloodbaths. There's a bloodbath at the RNC. There's a bloodbath here and there and everywhere. It's all such nonsense. And fortunately, the power of the corrupt, coordinated, Democrat-controlled mainstream media is diminishing, while the power of social media and the utility of talk radio is continuing to increase. So we can at least offset the fact that it's always one side of the story on that one set of media platforms.
I wish we had another besides Fox, and they're not even that reliable, I guess.
No, they suck. I don't even watch Fox anymore. Sometimes I'm stuck with it in a hotel, but I'm on Newsmax or online. That's it. Yeah.
Yeah, and I know they don't have
the reach.
The audience. Yeah,
not
the
yet, reach, but it's growing. They got great equipment now, great lighting, great sets, and they're growing. They're a long ways from Fox, but Fox is ugh. It's just, I just can't do it.
Yeah, I understand. I never followed it super devoutly and religiously, but yeah, I understand. A lot of people feel that way too.
Yep.
But so many people just sit in front of the boob tube.
Yeah, it's true.
As they used to call it, and they just take everything for face value or whatever they're told.
I hear you.
Is right.
Hey, Mike, I want to squeeze this Reagan audio in, but I thank you so much for listening and calling in tonight. I really do appreciate it. Have a great weekend. And shout out to Jacqueline in Nebraska and all the text messages I have not had a chance to hear. But I've been talking about all night and have not played this incredible warning. Ronald Reagan could not have known just how bad it could get 60 years ago.
Whether we believe in our capacity for self-government or whether we abandon the American Revolution and confess that a little intellectual elite in a far distant capital can plan our lives for us better than we can plan them ourselves. You and I are told increasingly we have to choose between a left or right. Well, I'd like to suggest there is no such thing as a left or right. There's only an up or down. Man's old age dream. The ultimate in individual freedom consistent with law and order, or down to the ant heap of totalitarianism. And regardless of their sincerity, their humanitarian motives, those who would trade our freedom for security have embarked on this downward course. In this vote harvesting time, they use terms like the Great Society, or as we were told a few days ago by the President, we must accept a greater government activity in the affairs of the people. But they've been a little more explicit in the past. And among themselves, and all of the things I now will quote have appeared in print. These are not Republican accusations. For example, they have voices that say the Cold War will end through our acceptance of a not undemocratic socialism. Another voice says the profit motive has become outmoded. It must be replaced by the incentives of the welfare state. Or our traditional system of individual freedom is incapable of solving the complex problems of the 20th century.
Of course, the time for choosing speech and what a unique time it was when the vast majority of Americans realized what an evil communism is. And now we have actual self-proclaimed communists governing us in places of significant power, Denver, other cities, states, and of course on the federal level. Terrifying. Absolutely terrifying. And the line between the brightness and the darkness is not quite so bright anymore.
Those who would trade our freedom for the soup kitchen of the welfare state have told us they have a utopian solution of peace without victory. They call their policy accommodation. And they say if we'll only avoid any direct confrontation with the enemy, he'll forget his evil ways and learn to love us. All who oppose them are indicted as warmongers. They say we offer simple answers to complex problems. Well, perhaps there is a simple answer. Not an easy answer, but simple. If you and I have the courage to tell our elected officials that we want our national policy based on what we know in our hearts is morally right, we cannot buy our security our freedom from the threat of the bomb by committing an immorality so great as saying to a billion human beings now enslaved behind the Iron Curtain, give up your dreams of freedom, because to save our own skins, we're willing to make a deal with your slave masters. Alexander Hamilton said, a nation which can prefer disgrace to danger is prepared for a master and deserves one. Now let's set the record straight. There's no argument over the choice between peace and war, but there's only one guaranteed way you can have peace, and you can have it in the next second. Surrender. Admittedly, there's a risk in any course we follow other than this, but every lesson of history tells us that the greater risk lies in appeasement. And this is the specter our well-meaning liberal friends refuse to face, that their policy of accommodation is appeasement. And it gives no choice between peace and war, only between fight or surrender. If we continue to accommodate, continue to back and retreat, eventually we have to face the final demand, the ultimatum. And what then? Well, Nikita Khrushchev has told his people he knows what our answer will be. He has told them that we're retreating under the pressure of the Cold War, and someday, when the time comes to deliver the final ultimatum, our surrender will be voluntary, because by that time, we will have been weakened from within spiritually, morally, and economically. He believes this because from our side, he's heard voices pleading for peace at any price, or better read than dead, or as one commentator put it, he'd rather live on his knees than die on his feet. And therein lies the road to war, because those voices don't speak for the rest of us. You and I know and do not believe that life is so dear and peace so sweet as to be purchased at the price of chains and slavery. If nothing in life is worth dying for, when did this begin? Just in the face of this enemy? Or should Moses have told the children of Israel to live in slavery under the Pharaohs? Should Christ have refused the cross? Should the patriots at Concord Bridge have thrown down their guns and refused to fire the shot heard round the world? The martyrs of history were not fools. And our honored dead, who gave their lives to stop the advance of the Nazis, didn't die in vain. Where then is the road to peace? Well, it's a simple answer after all. You and I have the courage to say to our enemies, there is a price we will not pay. There is a point beyond which they must not advance.
There is a price we will not pay, and there is a point beyond which you must not advance. Powerful. And he could have never imagined how close to the precipice of becoming a unfree, unprosperous, unsecure nation we could come. But we're here. The fight is on. I encourage you all to find a way to get involved, stay involved, and keep up the fight. And to my beautiful lost bride in heaven, I love you. And each and every one of you, always remember this.
I'd like to take this chance to apologize to absolutely nobody. The double champ does what the he wants.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.